Yeah, so quite a serious security incident because it's actually not one but two incidents at the same time. In the air, there was an unidentified object, possibly a drone, that then eventually collided with a cargo airplane while it was diverted away from Leipzig airport because there was this thing in the air and caused minor damage. At the same time, on the tarmac of the airport, a drone with an attached explosive device was found next to an Antonov airplane. Now, luckily, the trigger mechanism didn't work, so no damage was caused, but obviously, very concerning that an explosive device was on the tarmac of the airport.
The thing that really is of concern to me, aside from the fact that this all happened in the first place, but the second thing is the proximity where the one was found on the ground was found. What does that tell you?
Look, I mean, the list of possible perpetrators is exceedingly short in this case, right? So Leipzig Airport was attacked by Russian sabotage operations in 2024 already. It is a big logistics hub for DHL in Germany. It's a big sorting center, and a packet erupted in fire, luckily before it was put on the airplane, within the sorting center. And now we have Leipzig Airport attacked again. It's a logistics hub also for NATO, resupplying Ukraine. And Antonov Airlines, the big logistics company, was shifting operations away from Ukraine towards Leipzig Airport as their new logistics hub, and the explosive device was found next to an Antonov airplane. So, absolutely everything at this point points towards Russia, but we haven't finished with the investigation, of course. So, no one knows for sure yet, but it looks very much like it's been a Russian hybrid disruption operation.
What's your understanding of how this is being investigated?
Look, I mean, there's on all levels must have been something gone wrong. First of all, there is more drone detection in Germany, and there's a drone now in the flight path of airplanes towards an airport. That's unusual. Secondly, and maybe even more worryingly, is the item on the tarmac. That has only two possibilities. Number one, airport perimeter fences have been breached one more time. There is a sad history of climate activists having done that in the past, so it's not impossible. But perimeter defenses and controls have been ramped up at German airport as a response to this. Or, which is even more worryingly, it is someone within the airport staff. Everyone who is even close to the airframe, the actual airplanes, has to have a security check. They have a heightened level of trust of the employer towards the employee in this case. And if there is someone who is willing to help whoever perpetrated the attack to place an explosive device on the most secure part of the airport, the tarmac, then that is a real problem.
Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler, Senior Director at the Counter-Extremism Project. JJ Green, WTOP News.